Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
The host of 5 podcasts in one day,
Sam Crowley.
Hey, what's going on, champion? You fired up? It's uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. We're at numero 5. 5th podcast. I'm fired up, man. I'm jacked up. Can you tell? I just got a lot to share, and I hope this resonates with you. Let me know. Let me know. Be sure to leave that 5-star rating on iTunes. I'm telling you, man, I'm gunning for the number one podcast on iTunes. After 10 years, I'm going to get there. Hey, let's talk about the value that you're bringing. I want to share a story with you. Last week, I think it was Thursday, I was mowing my lawn, and you probably know if you listen to the show for any length of time, I have 2 border collies that are 6 years old, sisters, Ginger and Lucy, and they're great. Lucy is the smart one. Ginger, let's just say she's she has a great personality. Okay, let's just say that about Ginger. And so whenever I mow the lawn, I got a 33-inch walk-behind auto-propelled, whatever you want to call it, self-propelled mower that I walk behind. It's got a 33-inch base, so it cuts pretty good size. And I got it at Home Depot 6 years ago, paid $1,200 for it. Things paid for itself 10 times over. I mean, I love it. It's a Club Cadet. I love it. And I love mowing my own lawn. I pay people to do it, $30 here, $40 here, $50. I like doing it. I love the exercise. It's a great workout. I love the sweat. I love the weed eat when I'm done. I love blowing all the grass clippings off my driveway when I'm done. I just love it. Big backyard, 20-some trees, planting them all myself. Just rah, rah, the macho in me comes out. So last Thursday, whenever I mow the lawn, the dogs just chase the mower the whole time, like nonstop. They don't get underneath or near the blade. They just circle me like piranhas. I mean, like sharks in the water, just nonstop, literally running circles around my mower for, I don't know, 45 minutes. And it was hot last Thursday, but no hotter than it's been any other day. And of the summer, I mean, it's just been hot and sticky and muggy all summer. Typical Southwest Ohio summer day. So anyway, I'm done weed eating, come back in the garage, and Ginger is just panting. My border collie is just panting, and which is, again, not unusual, but I noticed she looked like to be a little bit in distress, like she was salivating, like frothing at the mouth, and she was scooting on my garage floor. She couldn't move, like she was, like her back hind legs were not moving, and when she tried to pull herself up on her front leg, she would fall right down. I'm like, oh my God, dog's like dying. Like I thought, she's dead. This is it. Like the next minute, I'm just going to watch her slowly turn over, close her eyes, and go to sleep. And that's kind of what I was expecting because I was just in shock. And what's funny is I took my cell phone out because I was listening to Tony Robbins' podcast, actually. Tony's got a great podcast. Plug into that if you're not already. And so I was listening to Tony's podcast, and I took my iPhone out of the holder, and I took about a 20-second video because I was going to rush her to the vet real quick. And I wanted to show him or her what I was looking at just in case she wasn't, you know, falling down. She was like twitching and kind of like having a seizure. If you've never seen that happen, you know, with your dog or an animal, it's pretty wild. Definitely uncomfortable. So my wife was inside. We had a nurse here for Susan that was doing a checkup on her. Just long story short, I grabbed our cage that they sleep in at night. We crate them at night. They've been sleeping together. These dogs are 50 pounds each, and they still sleep on top of each other in a crate. They just won't sleep separate. And so I grabbed the crate out of the room that they sleep in our house, put it in the back of our car. We have a Buick Enclave, and so it fits in there. And she laid in there, and I turned the AC on, cranked it high. I'm like, hey, Angie, I got to go. I'm taking Ginger to the vet. She can't move. My wife's like, oh, my God, what's going on? I said, I don't know, but I got to just take care of Lucy. I got to go. So I, like, all of a sudden, I've got it going like 70 miles an hour down the road. And I live in Loveland, Ohio, a little bedroom community of Cincinnati. So, you know, the vet's like 5 miles away. So I'm like, dunk, 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 and I got Ginger in the back and she's panting. So I get to the vet and I'm just like blowing through red lights. Like, Jim, we got like minutes to save your life. So we get to the vet. I leave Ginger in the back and I run in like, hey. And there's one lady in there who's got her little poodle or something in the lobby. I tell the receptionist, hey, I got my border collie in the back of the car. I got to, you know, we got to save her life. I don't know what's going on, but she's like twitching. She's not breathing. She can't move. She's paralyzed. And she's like, oh, boy, have you been here before? I'm like, yeah, Ginger, Lucy, we come here to get our shots and heartworm pills, all that stuff. Yeah, okay. So next thing you know, like something out of the, you know, 1950s, you know, sitcom that the vet comes out with his tan short sleeve smock on and, you know, collar and let's take a look. So he comes around, let's take a look. And so we go to the back of the enclave and Ginger's sitting up now. I'm like, well, that's different. I go, and I showed him the video and he goes, oh, wow. And it was Ginger was like having seizures. He goes, well, that could be it. She could have had a seizure. She's a little too old now to be experiencing epileptic type seizures. Could be the heat, man. So, you know, get a heat stroke, all that stuff. So we bring Ginger in. She was able to walk in and we sit in the lobby there and he takes her temperature, which if you don't know how they take the temperature of a dog, let's just say it's not through the mouth. Okay. So he's got the thermometer firmly and securely set up the backside of one Ginger Crowley. And Ginger's eyes are just about bulging out of her skull like a damn bullfrog, watering, to say the least, looking at me. Oh, by the way, she's in a headlock, something out of WWE, from the lady who is got Ginger's neck literally just in a headlock, you know? So the lady's got Ginger in a headlock. Doctor's got thermometer shoved extremely far upside the backside. And I'm talking to Ginger like, oh, it'll be okay. She's looking at me like, dude, what bad movie is this from? Okay. So the doctor removes thermometer after a few minutes. Says, oh, wow, she got a fever. It's 104.5. I'm like, oh, my God, she's dying. He goes, now, dogs have their normal temperature is about 102.3, 102.5. So, yeah, she's running a little bit of a fever. Could just be heat stroke. Measure it, though, because if it happens again, she's going to have to you know, come in and do blood work and all that. So where am I going? Like, how am I 8 minutes into a podcast and I'm talking about a dog with a rectal thermometer? Like, what? How are we getting to entrepreneurial value? Well, here we go. I said to the vet, I said, hey, man, you guys are awesome. He goes, keep her in the air. It seems like she definitely perked up when you got her in the cool air. So keep her inside the rest of the day today. Lots of water. Keep her in the AC. I'm like, got it. Thanks, man. I say, by the way, got no wallet. I was literally just mowing my lawn and I ran down here. So send me the bill. You know, just send me a bill. He goes, okay, we got your address on file. So as I'm driving away, I think, oh man, that bill. Oh, can you imagine? Like emergency call, rectal thermometer, bear hug, squeezing the daylights out of the dog, life-saving techniques that are being done. Hundreds of dollars. Minimum. I mean, it's emergency service. I'm thinking emergency room for humans. It's $500 just to walk in the door. So the bill came today. And I was like, oh, Ange, we got the bill. Loveland Veterinary Clinic. Here we go. Here we bend over. Talk about the rectal thermometer. Here we go. And I open it up. $40. $40. I thought that was amazing. I thought that was great. Just hit me for a regular office visit. $40. Now, that was incredibly generous, very nice, and thank you. Shout out to Loveland Vets. You guys are awesome, Loveland Veterinary Clinic. Could have charged me $400, and not that I'm going to pay for. I'm going to send the $40 in. So if you listen to this podcast, anybody associated with Loveland Veterinary Clinic, I'm sending just $40 in. But had it been another zero, I would have paid it and gladly paid it. Would have no problem. Why? Because to me, you gave me peace of mind. To me, you know, if you saved my dog's life, I probably, now looking back on it a week, I don't think her life was in danger, but I thought she was definitely going gonzo that day. Like, I thought that was her last day. So in my mind, had you asked me in the moment, you gave me my dog back, and that was worth $500 to me, you know? I don't even know what it was worth. Wait, whatever you would have sent, I would have paid it. That's the value that people bring to the marketplace. Now, they're good people. They have integrity. They're not going to gouge me, but don't undervalue what you bring to the marketplace. You have life-saving talents. And if you don't believe it, then just look inside and ask yourself, what do you do that saves people from what? Fill in the blank. If you do social media for people, you're posting on Facebook, you're saving their reputation. You're adding to their bottom line. You're saving them money. You're giving them a better quality of life. I would argue, and I would submit to you, that you add to the quality of every single human being's life with the service that you provide. Not even an argument. Yes, you do. You know you do. Now, here's my question as we leave today's show. Are you undervaluing that? Are you sending a bill to somebody for $40 when it could be $400 and they would gladly pay it and you would still sleep good at night? See what I mean? Because if you can give people that huge amount of value, look at Uber, for example. They're adding a tremendous, they're giving people time back. Nobody can add any more time to their day. It's just 24 hours. That's it. Uber gives you that. They give you time. That's why they're making billions of dollars. So don't undervalue what you're doing. And don't be afraid to move that decimal point just one more to the right. That's it. Just one more to the right. And when you believe the quality is behind it, they believe the quality is behind it. If you second guess, if you're wishy-washy, you're like, well, you know, just pay what you think. Oh, okay, I think it's worth zero. Oh, well, geez, you told me. Yeah, that's what you said. Pay. No, listen, move the decimal to the right. Okay? Are you with me? All right, that's a wrap for today. Go out and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.